Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, August 7th, 2019. I'm Tom Merritt. The Information reports Apple will only let iOS apps run voiceover internet protocol in the background during a call. The change will arrive with iOS 13 in September, but existing apps will be given until April 2020 to comply. VoIP in the background can connect calls quicker, but also potentially collect information about users. Facebook has sued Hong Kong-based LionMobi and Singapore-based JediMobi for click injection fraud. Facebook alleges the two developers made Google Play apps that installed malware that generated fake clicks on Facebook ads. Facebook further accuses LionMobi of advertising its malicious apps on Facebook in violation of policies. Facebook says it banned the developers from its ad network and refunded affected advertisers in March 2019. 5 days after leaving Twitch to begin streaming on Microsoft's Mixer, Tyler Blevins, aka Ninja, has reached 1 million active Mixer subscribers. Now, new subscribers to Ninja's Mixer get 2 months free before they need to pay a monthly fee of at least $5.99 for perks. Blevins has 22 million YouTube subscribers to his channel. In advance of the announcement of its Samsung Galaxy Note 10, Samsung released details of the Exynos 9825 processor. The 9825 is built on 7-nanometer extreme ultraviolet and uses the same Cheetah M4 cores and Mali-G76 GPU as the 9820. It includes an LTE modem with a potential maximum of 2 gigabits per second, along with a neural processing unit for AI and augmented reality. MSDN Magazine, Microsoft's print magazine for developers, will shut down in November. Microsoft has migrated its developer info to docs.microsoft.com, the Visual Studio subscriptions portal, and the Visual Studio blog. All MSDN issues will be made available in an online archive. The Microsoft System Journal began publishing in 1986 and then merged with Microsoft Internet Developer Magazine in 2000 to form MSDN Magazine, so it's been going for 3 decades. FedEx will not renew its ground delivery contract with Amazon when it expires at the end of this month. FedEx Express stopped U.S. air shipments for Amazon in June. FedEx still has a contract with Amazon for international deliveries, but FedEx says it's reducing its dependence on Amazon while Amazon builds out its own logistics network and air capacity. FedEx will focus on providing more service to other e-commerce companies, including more drop-off and pickup points with companies like Dollar General. Amazon made up 1.3% of FedEx's sales last year. Twitter disclosed it recently found 2 bugs in user ad settings choices that may not have worked as intended. The first bug may have shared some personal data with ad measurement partners if a user viewed or tapped on an ad for a mobile application without respecting user permission for data sharing. It seems to have existed since May 2018. The second bug served targeted ads based on inferences made from tracking information from the wider internet, even if a user had not given permission to be tracked. The second bug seems to date back to September 2018. The data shared in both cases involved ad behavior and device identification, not things like usernames. The bugs were fixed, according to Twitter, on August 5th. The government of Kazakhstan said Tuesday that it is stopping a requirement for mobile phone operators to ask customers to install an encryption certificate that gave the government permission to access all encrypted data from the user. Several lawyers sued Kazakhstan's three mobile carriers over threats to restrict internet access for those that did not install the certificate. However, Kazakhstan's State Security Committee said the program was a test that is now over and users can uninstall the certificate. Finally, Motherboard reports that Microsoft contractors manually review some voice recordings from Skype's automated translation feature and Cortana's voice assistant in order to improve performance. Microsoft does not associate reviewed data with user accounts. And if you're keeping track, Google and Apple recently suspended similar programs, while Amazon has added the ability to opt out of having recordings reviewed. Microsoft disclosed that it uses voice data to improve systems for both Skype and Cortana, but does not explicitly say humans may listen to select recordings. Microsoft says it gets customer permission, however, before collecting and using voice data. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com and remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.